The second phase of vaccination of young girls against the human papilloma virus, which causes cervical cancer, has been extended. The second phase was supposed to have ended on the 22nd of March, but officials say they were not able to have access to the girls due to the week-long strike by the teachers. The manager of the expanded program on immunization, Dr. Kuju Nchueje, told Radio Ghana that officials will visit the remaining hospitals this week to vaccinate the girls.
Second round, it took place last week from 18th to 22nd of March. But because of the strike by the teachers, we could not reach as many of the children we vaccinated in the first round as possible. So our staff will continue this week to ensure that we get most of the girls vaccinated during the first round.
Apart from the teacher strike, which affected the process, did you face any other challenges?
Not really, because this time I think the understanding was better. And then so the main problem was getting to the children as they were not in school. Otherwise, logistically, it wasn't much of a problem because we had more time at our disposal, and we also used the interval to train our staff so that necessary corrections were made. So that during the second round, we're able to cover more people.
Are you certain that they'll be able to vaccinate the children this weekend that you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, once they have resumed and the children come back, they will follow up in order to vaccinate those remains. But it wasn't all that bad. At least we could reach about 70% of those we vaccinated during the first round. So the remaining 30%, we'll try to reach.
And after the second phase, when are we to expect the third vaccination to take place?
Yes. It will take place in September this year because the students will be on vacation. So when they resume from the vacation, it's after 6 months and it falls with the vacation period. September is the best time for the third round.
That was the manager of the expanded program on immunization, Dr. Kuju Nchueje.